This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are looking for spring interns. Come and play. If you can get college credit for it and you're over 18, send an email with a cover letter and resume to Uzette at RadioAlice.com. So I guess that our fall interns will hang for a little while and then help train you.
Till mid-January.
Yeah. We need a new crop of kids. Be in our new crop.
We actually have Anthony's instructor coming in today to meet.
Hey, what did you wind up doing? Tamales? Tamales?
No, we got a rotisserie chicken, and I made sides.
What did you make for sides?
Just mashed potatoes, and I made some cranberry sauce in the crock pot.
What about the most important thing? Pie.
Oh, no, no pie.
No pie.
You know what? I barely even ate. I took a little wing, a little this. For some reason, when I spend all day cooking, when I finally get to eat, I'm not hungry. I hate that. My mom used to do that all the time, and I always wondered, how come she's not eating?
Do you think it's because you're picking and eating and grazing through the whole
process?
Because that's what I do when I cook.
No, doing that. I don't know. The joy of it is what I love.
You love to cook and less like to eat.
I mean, I cooked all day yesterday, and I didn't even eat any of it.
What'd you cook?
Beef stew.
Oh. Well, John made the turkey soup yesterday. He let cook the carcass.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hot.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Strained it out.
So it was just John and myself. That was pretty much it.
So he ate the whole rest of the chicken?
he ate his portion.
So you guys just stayed home even though you were invited to your ex-wife-in-law's house.
Because I was going to see her. I saw her on Saturday. It was our son-in-law's 40th birthday. Actually, it's coming up. So we went to their house in Los Gatos and had fun with the
How's
ex-wife.
That house? How's the house in Los Gatos?
Oh, amazing.
Is it?
It's gorgeous.
Of course it is.
Beautiful.
I bet. Los Gatos is, that is a great little town.
Yeah.
Lovely. I mean, except that, everyone trying to head to the beach backtracks through there. And now their neighborhoods are absolutely flooded with cars.
And even that downtown area.
Yeah.
Our daughter had a baby.
Oh, Paige, congratulations.
Last Friday, I believe it was. So we were going to go see the baby over the week, but then the baby was sick, so they had to take it to the doctor.
Oh.
So hopefully we're going to go see her tomorrow.
Brand new baby?
Brand new baby. Mm. CJ had a baby, Paige.
Did we all just stay home over Thanksgiving? Did you stay
I
home
think
over
so.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. As in the Bay Area? Yeah.
No, I meant as in we stayed at our house. Vinny, you stayed at your house, right?
Yeah.
I went everywhere.
Yeah, you got a ton of family around
here.
Yeah,
I went to my brother's house, which is my neighbor now. He's up the block from me.
Oh.
For Thanksgiving. And
Dong lives right near you?
Yeah, he got a house out there up
Old
the block
dirty
from,
Dong.
His, from his school, which is
fat.
And then Anita's family had another thing that we had to make food for.
It's
like a potluck, So Anita spent a lot of time making food for her potluck for work and for her family. So I ate that for Thanksgiving at our house when I think it was Wednesday night.
Ah.
A lot of eating, though.
Can't
complain, you know me. And I'm that guy. I'm standing next to her picking at all the things she's making,
Did you do a turkey?
So I cooked the turkey, but we are currently off gluten. Sugar.
Dairy.
You can't believe this spread we had was like all vegetables. And it was fine. I was fine. I thought I'd be a little, blue about it because I'm used to the tradition.
Because you were missing out on what?
The stuffing that we make normally is something my mom's made since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to have
with
the turkey. Like, in fact, you have a heap of that and you have some turkey with
it. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we made it was apples, mushrooms. The stuffing was
just other things. Here's the stuffing.
But anyway, it was fine.
Feathers.
And you know what? I mean, to just sort of give you the update, my kid still hasn't been diagnosed, but she's been having we're calling it an episode at this point. We don't it ha- so through diet and some medicine, mm-hmm. it seems the pain. We named her Tummy Joy. It's a thing. I don't know how to explain it all, but her tummy has become such a conversation piece now in right. the house that we're. Is Joy
so,
okay?
Yeah.
So Joy, I'm Frank, and the missus is Hank.
Frank, Hank, and Joy.
Right.
And then Hulk.
And then Hulk,
baby.
Baby
Hulk, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. So anyway, we seem to have gotten the pain managed mm-hmm. through those combination of diet, and we still don't have a diagnosis, though, so I can't say if it's Crohn's
so
or
they're
not.
They're not saying it's definitely Crohn's.
No, but it's something in that family because we haven't been able to stop the blood, which is the most frightening part.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's... not the it's not related to pain and right. it's not and yet it's there still.
But they scoped her. There was no
they didn't
like,
see
obvious
it. In fact, the doctor
source?
Was even like, "We may have scoped her too soon." I'm like, "Dude, you can't keep doing that to this kid."
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to wait, you should have said, "Wait, I can't. I'm not going to debate you."
Right.
Say,
you're
like,
the doctor.
Are you
right.
sure? Like, maybe we should. You're like, I don't know.
Right.
All this stuff is unknown to me, so we're just managing it and we're doing the best we can. And she's. Cool, and she's being a trooper, and you know, there's the answer to our Thanksgiving. Was it was extremely affected by right. Joy's temperament
Joy's
problem.
Up.
Boy, this Joy person, pain in the ass.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So how did the turkey?
It all came out great.
We overcooked our turkey so hard. Like I sent you guys that picture of the turkey.
That picture it looked great in the picture.
It looked amazing, and we let it sit
in
for
fact,
a while.
I even thought. Man, mine came out a little light-skinned compared to that. They did a better job.
We didn't. Turns out even the dark meat was dry. I was like, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I even took it out early because it looked so done. And it was just, I mean, there was no juice in that whole thing. It was like the most puckered bird you ever.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
It was a total, well, don't worry. I put plenty of gravy on there. And
right.
It was still good with, you know, for turkey sandwiches and stuff. God, turkey is just the gift that keeps on giving. Just like
so
you
could,
we only did a 12-pound turkey, which was like the smallest
That's
fresh turkey we could get.
Wow.
And it just, forever. Like, we made the huge pot of turkey soup for last night, and then I'm sure we'll have that at least one or two nights this week.
Sandwiches,
crazy.
Yum.
Oh, I know. We did the open face sandwich, mm-hmm. you know, with the gravy all over it.
So
cranberry sauce.
Over the week, even though you had a cold, would you say you gained weight or lost weight?
I would say, you know, I weighed myself this morning, and I'm about the same, to tell you the
truth. Oh,
that's
good. Well, yeah. that's a win then, right?
I guess it is kind of a win. Because I was sick, so I just didn't have the kind of appetite that I normally have. Mm-hmm. Which is normally like, I'm sorry, is there food? But we made three pies, so I had some of them. It's good.
Three pies.
We did a pecan pie. Well, and I say we made pies. I mean, I didn't cook anything. I don't cook.
Your family.
John made pumpkin pie and pecan pie, and my son Riley made an apple pie.
Mm.
So those were around all week. But it's funny. It does speak to you know your level of sickness when I'm not horking pie at every available moment, then I know that there's something wrong. All right. So let's start with a little. This is just a little fun story. That Bryn and I were laughing our asses off about this morning. So this story has some history with this show. Because I first start reading, and I'm like, the name Lizzie-Ann Gutierrez sounds familiar.
Mm.
And she's a model. She's a Brazilian model.
Okay.
So, and as we started to look back further and further, I'm like, oh, yeah, that story. So... the first time we ever heard of Lizzie-Ann Gutierrez is when Chris Brown said this about her.
Oh.
So
she's just a Klingon, a celebrity Klingon is what she is.
She's a model. Man.
No.
She's an Instagram model.
She is an Instagram model.
Okay,
so
that's different.
She, right.
Posing for your phone is not modeling.
Right.
That's you taking selfies.
So she, I think she got thrown out of Chris Brown's hotel room after getting thrown out off of Jason Derulo's tour bus.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
But she was basically just trying to get in.
And filed a lawsuit against Chris Brown because she said he punched her in the face.
Right. And didn't he break her phone or something, too?
That might be possible.
I don't know. Maybe that was on the tour bus. Who knows? Anyway, she sounds like a delight, right? So here she is trying to hang with all these guys. So she was doing a holiday. Oh, maybe I should say the next thing. So then the next time we heard about her is she's a victim of plastic surgeries. I think about a year ago, she actually went into a coma after an adverse reaction to a liposuction procedure.
Oh, wow.
And then I would say a few months ago, we saw these pictures of her that looked like she had hit a cement wall with her face. Her lips were blown up. Like, they look like two kielbasa sausages. I mean, just a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, Brynn is actually showing pictures of this Lizanne Gutierrez, like, after she had gotten her lips blown up. And they said her face got so swollen, she had to go back in for another procedure to, like, alleviate, like, the skin was going to get stretch marks on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear to God, you know what's sexy? Being butt ugly.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just be ugly.
Be ugly. There's no help for it.
Be you. Don't do that to yourself. That is...
Be ugly.
At least if you're ugly and you own it, you're just you and it's fine. That is an embarrassment.
It is. It's just... And I'm looking at
looking at
some of the pictures and stuff here. So she's one of these chicks. There's
you're
actually a
video. You're
booing
yourself there.
Oh my God, it's so hard. Like, what are you doing? And it's one thing to get your lips plumped up. Like, a lot of people do that, right? You get your lips plumped up a little bit. This is like getting them blown up like an inner tube.
Well, I don't...
Gotta go little at a time.
Get little at a time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that wasn't what she was hoping for.
Oh,
that's,
I'm sure.
Again, these mishaps are where you find yourself like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Brynn goes, that's how they all look before they calm down.
That's how it's supposed to look, right?
I don't think so. I do know, though, that... When I worked at the La Costa Resort, that's one of the places old-time celebrities who got plastic surgery would come to hide.
Right. Mm.
Because there's no, you can't get, you, at the time, I don't think you could get onto the facility at all without a membership. So they would protect these people who would then be hiding and letting everything calm down.
wrapping their faces up.
And personally, though, I don't know why. Just stay home. If you're a celebrity, then you have a mansion.
Well, but, you know, you can't have a massage and, you know, get your feet pedicured. And right, someone's bringing maybe you can. There must be some reason they went to the La Costa. Mm-hmm. They're home away from home. This is where I go to mend. So this chick, after all that, right, I guess her lips are back down to semi-normal.
Oh, right, back to Linda Gutierrez.
Lizanne Gutierrez. So there was also a video that you found of her trying to get
a Kardashian butt.
Mm-hmm. Which is really just her bent over a doctor's table and a guy stabbing her in the butt with a syringe.
Injections.
I mean, it's just... It looks incredibly uncomfortable.
He's like working the needle in.
Yeah. It's almost like a really deep tissue tattoo, like over and over hitting the area. But you see pictures of her booty, and it is when it hasn't been all retouched, it is just, it looks like a bunch of cottage cheeses stuffed in there. It's not a great look.
I appreciate a round, be ugly. I appreciate a round butt, but I also think just a...
But it looks like a meatball, though, you know, with all the nooks and crannies.
Your butt is probably perfectly cute.
I was thinking, this chick, if you could see pictures of her before she's ever had anything done, I bet she was adorable. She's like that Heidi chick from Heidi and Spencer.
Yeah.
From the Hills? Is that what
it's from? Yeah, she was perfect.
She was
cute.
A pert little sun-kissed, you know, beach bunny, little blonde. And just, you know, not a supermodel looking, which is apparently what she was aspiring to be.
Well, she's still not that.
No, she just winds up looking like...
10 procedures later, however many it was.
Didn't she do 10 at once for $100,000?
Mm-hmm.
And
like
she comes out and her mom's like, who are you?
Yeah,
her mom
I remember the
crying.
Story being...
Thank you.
That she did. She went in and did it all at once,
at once.
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway, this Lizanne Gutierrez makes the news today because she was doing a holiday photo shoot. She was trying to bring all the props in for the shoot that she's going to do in Las Vegas. She's, you know, setting it all up and decided to do it all on roller skates. So luckily she has some padding to fall on, but here she is just as you might
rolling
imagine, as she rolls in, big smile on her face. And then suddenly the
Oh, she wipes out.
Oh, the rollers. Falls. Yes.
Oh, no.
She's fine. Don't worry. I don't even think she cut herself.
A lot of padding there.
She's fine. Yeah.
Oh, she's all right.
Anyway, that girl has survived all kinds of stuff she's done to her body. I'm sure this is the least of her worries.
So her only claim to fame is being a Klingon and an Instagram person.
I don't know of anything else.
Because clearly someone's following her around. These are photos taken by some news agency, correct?
Sure, I guess, a paparazzi. Maybe she's sort of fame adjacent, and so people want to see what she'll do.
You know, it's trippy. It makes my news feed. You guys know I'm a fan of women.
Really?
Yeah. True story. But I don't understand. Like, in my news feed, I will see, let me see here, these random celebrity females. Like, oh, it's frozen now. What the heck? Anyway, I don't know any of them. Mm. So they're just, I think they're just Instagram celebrities.
They pop up a lot in stuff where I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. But the agency, the news outlet, is talking about them as though I should. So then I go and look and I go, oh, they're a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is real fame. Like, these are people who have millions of followers. Just because I'm unaware of them, I could probably call my kid and he'd tell me all about them. Like, YouTube is the thing.
Yep.
Everything he's like, I'm going to go watch stuff on YouTube. I'm like, really? Like, what? Videos of people and their dog? Like, he goes, no, Mom, there's all these shows on there. All music is on there. Like, YouTube is the thing. So these people who are famous on YouTube,
They're famous.
Well, I just don't know about them.
Lizanne Gutierrez uh-huh. is in my feed. Huh. So there's an example of,
funny.
Like, I'm looking now, and there she is.
Right.
Former Bond... Oh, that's not the one.
Yeah, she's not a former Bond girl, is she?
Aubrey O'Day leaves half her booty exposed in the tiniest skirt on Instagram. Yeah, that's a story in my news feed.
And they're just not stories. This is what the world is these days.
Well...
Anyway, let's.
There's plenty of time. It's only 2:08 in the morning.
Oh, well then I guess we're all.
Or 6:25.
All right. Speaking of Instagram influencers, I'll do this story quickly and just, you know, food for thought, something to think about. There's a lady named Metaphysical Megan, and she spoke on the health benefits of sunning your undercarriage, and I've actually heard you got to let the air get to everything, but I've never heard about sunning it. And she's not just talking, she's talking about your booty part, your dot.
Where the sun doesn't shine.
Your butt dot, right. It's in the name. The sun don't shine there.
I agree with her, though.
She basically says you're that part and a little stretch of real estate between the perineum, all this. You're supposed to let, you know, she said, for 30 seconds, let the sun shine on your, where the good Lord split you. And it's the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. So Josh Brolin claims that he tried it and it didn't go well. Here's what he wrote about it. He says, don't do it as long as I did. My pucker hole is crazy burned. And I was gonna spend the day shopping with my family instead of icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. I don't know who the F thought of this stupid S, but F you nonetheless, seriously. And then his hashtags, which are very funny. Hashtag Black Hole Friday, hashtag Black Hole Sun, hashtag Severe Perineum Burns, and hashtag Santa Monica Fire Department.
Oh, wow.
So he probably didn't do it and is just being hilarious. And she did say 30 seconds. You know, you're not getting a burn in 30 seconds, are you?
Hopefully not.
No, I don't think so.
It is the tenderest of flesh.
But it's everybody's got, unless he's been, what do they call that? A Brazilian wax?
Yes. You got a little protection.
It should have some protection there.
Mm. Maybe he waxes it. I would think. Don't ask me. I haven't seen it.
Well, you're doing the story. I have to ask you.
But I don't have info on the hair state of his pucker.
I'm assuming there's, even though.
He has a big star, Vinny. Maybe he gets all that stuff waxed off.
Hold on. Let me ask. I don't know how to ask this of Bryn, but you're a fairly unhairy guy. I mean, you don't even shave your face. You don't, your arms, do you shave those arms?
I do not shave
So there
his
is
arms.
No hair on you.
Do you have underarm hair?
I do, yes.
A little bit, right?
A lot? Let's see.
Oh, nah, I have some. I have some. I can tell you I have some.
boy, before he had a baby, he'd be like, let me show you something.
No doubt.
Let me take off all my clothes.
We're always like, put your shirt back on, Bryn.
I also didn't have a job yet.
Oh, I see.
That's why we hired you.
How dare you?
Wow.
Use sex as a weapon.
He used it to get what he needed.
So I think the question he's asking is, what's going on down there hair-wise?
There's some hair down there. It's probably not as hairy as
you'll get that waxed off
as the people who have major beards, because I can't grow a major beard. But I do have hair down there.
You have to.
Yeah, I definitely do. But you'd have to also lay there and spread your cheeks for quite
some
time.
No, right. You got to be butt up.
Yeah, pulling
them
apart.
The bend over, pull apart, I think is what Vinny calls
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to picture Thanos in that position.
I'm not seeing that at all. I see something else entirely.
Okay. Well,
beautiful.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
What a beautiful day.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:39. You can watch this show live. I'm looking at you. Looking glass. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn's in there working hard, switching the cameras, making us look all pro. You can check us out at radioalice.com/watch. What?
So he's performing a miracle?
He is.
We look all pro.
We look all pro.
Wow.
Every time one of us is doing something not pro, he immediately cuts away. It's like the Jesus of morning shows.
Wow. Good job, Jesus. Who knew?
All right. Turn this water into wine. Hurry up. Oh, I started drinking. Started drinking wine over vacation.
Who did?
Me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
and you liked it?
I hate it. I read some story. They were, you know, just everything that I read on the internet, I'm like, oh, I should try that. It was like all this stuff about how to feed your gut the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I'm living that life right now.
Right. Mm. I actually might have forwarded that to you.
I think, it's in your pile.
Okay.
So anyway, I just said drink a glass of wine every day. I'm like, all right, I'll try it. Then I was like, oh, I remember how much I hate wine. That's right. I forget.
Huh.
But I did
red
all week.
Or white?
Red. Red is the one, they say. Yeah. You know, it's got whatever you need in there. For your gut.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hello,
it's 2:08.
Boy, it has been 2:08 for quite some time.
6:40.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Tomatina Fresh Italian. Head on down tonight for pasta and pizza made in-house every day.
Oh, that's delicious.
Get to tomatina.com for a location nearest you. Oh,
okay.
Tomatina.
All right.
I don't know how you spell that, but that's their tagline. Yummy.
I can't even begin to spell that.
Spell that for me, please.
T-H-U-U-U-P-P-D-H.
All right. So, the Niners had a huge weekend, everyone. Biggest game of the year. Came down to the final seconds, and we lost. But we looked really, really good.
That's good.
We look good. It was the best game of the weekend by far. Mm. I mean, it was really good. So that could be a preview of Super Bowl to come. And I think it's a repeat of the Super Bowl we were most recently in. Except I think we lost that one, too.
So it was a repeat of that.
Yeah. Anyway, the Pats lost, too.
Mm. So I heard this morning. That was a night game.
Right. And the Raiders lost as well. So there's that. America's favorite TV show. And as far as our teams went, all losses. While we were out, Black Friday happened.
Yeah.
Did you go shopping at all?
I didn't. We went to that play, and I did do some online shopping, but we're doing a really low-key Christmas this year. We're flying to Florida, and we're, you know,
oh,
my kids
of,
are 20 and 19, for God's sake. There's, yeah. no, there's nothing to get them.
Your long-term guests were gone for the holiday.
They were, yep. They took off Tuesday night.
They have a great time?
They seem to.
They're still there? Or?
They are believe, coming home tonight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. They hopefully their flight is okay.
Yeah. I know that their kids were having some trouble because their kid lives up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, so there is a lot of weather around the nation. And as you wake up and get out, it's rain.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rain. I looked up a Tahoe snow report, and the latest report doesn't have the latest report.
Oh.
I'm looking at November 30th numbers. What's December 2nd?
The 2nd.
So
they
haven't updated it.
Well,
but Tahoe
weird.
Did get a lot of
mm-hmm.
snow.
It looked like it was snowing all last week.
Uh-huh. A lot of accidents, too.
Oh, boy.
Even
oh, yeah.
road closures.
I heard them saying.
You still need chains mm-hmm. if you're going up today.
Around Thanksgiving, I heard them saying stuff like, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come.
Yeah,
you're just gonna drive up here and sit in your car. You'll spend Thanksgiving in your car. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we spent a record $7.4 billion during Black Friday. A lot of that, most of that, online.
Mm.
So forget a Cyber Monday, which is today.
Today, right?
People are already out and going. I'm not going out. Why would I do that?
No. Plus, it's raining and stuff. Raining and crowds. And...
Yeah.
So that's the highest total ever. It said this was spent online, $7.4 billion on Black Friday.
And they're still going to count today as Cyber Monday?
I mm-hmm. guess so.
So it'll probably break that record even.
They're predicting we'll spend even more on Cyber Monday. They're estimating it'll be $9.4 billion.
Jesus.
The economy seems to be doing fine if that's what we're up to, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the indicators.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people will spend themselves into debt, so there's that, but you assume most of that is responsible, right?
$500
so
the
far?
Other day. Yeah. Online.
All right.
Damn.
Maybe 600.
Yeah. I want to say that's where I'm at, too. I'm just doing, like, you know. Well, but I just have a ton of people to buy for that where I'm going, and, you know, because we're doing Christmas there, mm-hmm. so I got to get them stuff. And
so... Are you shipping stuff over there?
I'm doing the smallest things.
Yeah.
So I'll just carry it and it mm-hmm. won't be ridiculous, hopefully. We'll see. And I got my Secret Santa's present.
Oh, I haven't done that. When are we doing that?
The week before Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have a lot of time.
Couple weeks.
Yep. Tons of time.
Yep.
All right.
I have no clue what to get my person.
Oh.
We
all said what we wanted on the Secret Show.
I didn't say what I wanted.
What did you want?
I didn't really want anything.
Oh, well,
I did think about, this is so silly, but whoever
stopper.
Has me, yeah, something for the kitchen, but what I really need, it's so...
A dentist gift certificate.
Yes. No.
Valium.
Some magnets. Wine, Valium, whatever you got. Some magnets for the fridge.
Oh.
Because I keep breaking the ones that are on there. They're too heavy. John got these really cute little chef-looking ones, and they're too heavy, so when I...
Put them on there, they fall to the
they
ground.
They fall to the ground, and then they break apart.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Something like that, and some closures for the chips.
Oh.
So simple and stupid, right?
Right.
But that's what
chip
I would
clips.
Like.
Easy enough.
Chip
yeah.
clips and magnets. All right, people. You've got your marching orders. Hope you didn't buy for her already.
I am low maintenance.
And a bottle of wine.
Sure, throw that in. $5 brand is fine with me.
Here's a box.
Right.
All right. A guy named Tom Sietsma is a food critic for the Washington Post, and he got a message from a reader last week thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews. But the reason for the gratitude is pretty unexpected. Quote, "Well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me."
Oh, boy.
Once confronted with the photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. Tom says, he's not sure which of his reviews had the picture, but readers are searching through his recent articles to try and find it. The bottom line is a random snapshot of a food critic in a restaurant printed in the paper.
Got this dude busted. Save this lady.
I mean, she's humiliated, but it's at least now she knows and she can move on rather than continue to be a sucker.
Cuckolded.
Ah!
That sucks.
That does suck.
You know, I'm just reading. Oh, where can my husband and I go? Oh, he's already been here. Okay. I wonder if he liked it. That's a bummer. That is not what you want to see in the... I mean, I guess you're not seeing that in the paper. You're seeing that online, right? I mean, there is no the paper anymore.
Oh. No, there's not. And I look at the paper online, and it's not.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same. Okay, I got to watch my own clock over here. It's 2:08 still, everyone. Sorry to report. There's no way.
You want me to give you updates on the time?
No, I will figure out how to make it work.
All right. They're working on it.
It's a new little dilemma that it's not a big deal. I can work around it. I got lots of time. Just getting started, as a matter of fact. Here are the ages when different parts of your body start failing.
Oh, no.
Gallbladder, 45.
Let's see. Am I on track?
I know.
The survey asked people what ages they felt different parts of their body start to fall apart. Everything starts to go south around 40. Back pain, the average age is 44. Our sense of smell starts to dull at 46. Our ankles get weak at 47. Our knees hurt at 47. And we start losing our hearing at 49.
That's too bad. And your eyeballs, you know, mid-40s, the readers start happening, you know.
The eyeballs is the one. I don't know how that didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Because that's the one. I think that's fairly universal.
I think so, too.
Everybody starts going,
what? No, hold on. Thanks, Bill.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
I'd heard this one, but I don't know if the numbers are exactly right. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Zuck, Facebook fame.
Yeah.
Paid $14 million for his house. Then he spent $20 million to buy four houses around him so he could use their backyards and keep them empty for privacy.
Oh.
The homes, empty, one big backyard around his house.
That is part of the problem, man. Palo Alto or whatever?
No,
Dolores
Park.
Oh, that's He did buy a bunch in the city because he's got a house, a fairly modest neighborhood house in Palo Alto, right?
I believe so. I don't know who lives there because I think he stays here.
I don't know. That seems like there's five less houses for people to live in.
Right.
There was a little bit of a real estate crunch before that. Makes it a little worse.
If you think you know what Christopher Columbus looks like, you don't.
Oh, yeah?
No one knows what Christopher Columbus looks like because he never had a portrait painted. So everything is
just guesses, made up, right? I picture him with red hair, cutting a bowl cut.
Is that right?
Sure, buck teeth, splash of freckles across the nose.
So he's the guy from Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's Alfred E. Newman. That's right.
Don't look what I found. It's a whole other continent.
Stick my flag in. Here we go.
Cucumbers.
Yes.
Are 96% water.
Oh.
That's even more than watermelons.
Oh.
Which are only 92.
That's interesting. They seem like they would be less than, they seem denser than that. I love cucumbers.
No, you don't.
Me too.
Oh my. Are you crazy? You don't love cucumbers?
I don't love cucumbers.
Cucumbers are delicious. Delicious. I hate the seeds though. Take the seeds out.
I don't mind the seeds. Sometimes they make a cucumber sandwich.
My mom used to make me cucumber sandwiches. She would put butter on white bread, cut off the crust.
Oh, butter.
Butter and cucumbers.
Which now sounds horrible, but as a child, I was like, yeah,
give me
a butter cucumber sandwich. Mm.
You don't do that. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a cucumber sandwich?
Maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, that just sounds too shady to be true.
Yeah. I believe
No, I do, because I buy a lot of cucumbers, because I make cucumber salad.
Of course you do. Sure.
Cucumber, tomato, and avocado salads.
Right. I agree. That's what I buy cucumbers for.
Oh, yeah.
You're so perverted.
I've you never done so that, believe it
I'm
or not.
I'm agreeing with her.
You've
I'm
never
her.
Slept with salad dress, salad fixings?
No.
You never.
Come on.
Maybe a carrot.
Carrot.
But I don't think a cucumber.
A carrot?
Carrots seem useless.
I don't remember the circumstance, but I think it happened.
Gotta put a condom on your salad, please.
Right.
Remember, kids. That's been in a field.
So you're saying no to carrots, but
oh,
the
I'm,
other
not,
thing.
So I'm not. I'm saying cucumber sandwiches are delicious.
Yes,
that I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
Yep. I don't know what you're saying.
Both of you were saying it.
Who's saying what?
Oh my God!
I missed it.
Vaughn, I hope you're doing that all pro camera work right now because somebody's talking out of both sides of her mouth.
Who?
You.
Me.
The most popular song in the history of Norway.
Norway. Oh, of Norway.
In the history of Norway is Love Hurts by Nazareth.
Oh, my God. I love that
no,
song.
No, you don't.
That is my favorite song.
No, it's not it your is. Favorite song.
I love it.
There's
we
no way.
We rock it out all the time at my house. And that part where it goes, ooh, love hurts. We all go real quiet and we do the most beautiful harmony.
Aww.
So pretty.
This a lady?
No, it's a dude. Mm. But it's the high. It's so high. It's so hard to sing.
That's when a joke for my kid. She does that every time. Sorry.
Doing a show. You're doing a show for your
for
kid.
Nobody. She's not even listening. I don't even know why I made that joke. Sorry.
Ooh, love hurts. And I'm like, one more time. Ooh, love hurts. So
Love
pretty.
Hurts by Nazareth was number
Norwegians,
one
knowing
in Norway
good music.
For 61 straight weeks.
Because it's so good.
That's yeah, over a year at number one.
They're not fooling me.
It never. What are you doing?
I'm singing the bridge. It's really high. I was trying to figure out what the notes were.
It never got higher than number eight.
Oh.
Here in the States.
That's a travesty. The Norwegians,
Norway.
They know their stuff.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive.
Thank you.
Christoph, so this is from 707. Christoph is absolutely a Richard Marx song video. I almost peed. I laughed so hard. The movie is better than the first, says 707.
Oh, wow.
Did you think so?
Were
you just so happy to see new material?
Yeah, new material was nice. I think they did a great job. Like, I was surprised the missus came back. They went and saw it first together, and then I took her a second time. She came back and was like, mm. And so, then,
well, maybe she's just over it.
Probably, but I'm trying to, within the context of what it is, like, I'm not a song and dance guy.
Yeah.
Personally, give me Cars any day. Over any of the ones with songs in them. You know what I mean? Because Cars doesn't have all those, now we're going to stop and sing.
Right. They might have a montage set to music or something.
Right, but not, they don't have the character stop, now I'm going to belt out a song.
And
everyone.
Dance.
Right.
Here's
so,
some moves.
In the context of what it is, I thought it was great. I really do. Yeah. I think the songs were good and, you know.
Plus you laughed your ass off.
And I laughed really hard at the music video. Mm-hmm. Treatment they gave right there in the middle of the woods. I was at Groundhog Day last Wednesday. Ray Drummond plays the lead and he's always excellent. I call it a new It's a Wonderful Life, but it felt more like Scrooge. I liked hearing the two of you in the show. FYI, Harry Potter opened Sunday. A block from the Playhouse, I saw it and it reminded me of okay, this one's going on forever and ever. Anyway, they saw the play that we're in.
It's good. It's Groundhog Day.
If you don't know, we're in a play, everyone.
Yeah. Well, our voices are.
We're in the play. Are we in the play?
Our voices are in the play.
We're in a play.
Our bodies are not in the play.
We're in a play.
Yep, we're in a play.
What's coming up in the trash?
Hold on, let me look. Oh, look, Frozen 2. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.